The proposed pull on Carr's budget is, as the county executive describes it, the lowest growth since the county's red-green budget crisis. Property tax rates stay the same, while the slight spending increase includes $2.5 million more for road and bridge work, more than $460,000 for libraries, and an increase in spending for Erie Community College that brings the county's total commitment to $16 million. Pollenkars says this fiscally conservative plan stays below the state's tax cap, thus actually providing some relief.
In 2016, property owners in Erie County, as well as the 37 municipalities that submitted a plan with us, will be receiving a rebate check.
But the plan also raises concerns by County Controller Stefan Mihailu. He says the budget covers expenses in part by dipping into the county's rainy day savings, noting that sales tax revenues are sharply lowered, a problem exacerbated by a struggling Canadian dollar. Using rainy day funds is a model for disaster.
The budget projects next year's growth to be 1.4%. That is actually double of what the growth is right now. So if the Canadian dollar continues to decline and continues to weaken, there could be a problem pertaining to the Erie County budget.
But the controller also offered some praise, pointing out lower welfare spending while setting aside funds to hire more narcotics officers to tackle the county's heroin problem. The county legislature now has until December 8th to vote on the budget. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.